Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Humor Outcast Radio. I'm Donna Kavanaugh, and tonight we have John Chamberlain, who, as many of you know, is the author of Above the Fries, which is doing very well. He's like, he's like this local Pittsburgh icon. I know he says he's not, but I just think so. The Pittsburgh, can I just right away, John, you're there, right?
I am here, yes.
Before I really bring you in, I just have to shout out Pittsburgh because they are amazing, amazing support people. They just, they're always retweeting and sharing on Facebook. I know you are a super nice guy, and that's most of it, but I think also people are so loyal to Pittsburgh, and I am in awe of Pittsburgh. So, yay, Pittsburgh. Okay.
Yay.
And so now after that intro, but John was born and raised in the Pittsburgh area, and he's carved out a niche writing and talking about jagoffs, which we're going to go over again, which are like stupid politicians, awful sports officials, dumb criminals. You get the gist. He has done everything from writing this book to launching a campaign to add the word jagoff to the dictionary. And he just has so many, he interviews so many interesting people from Pittsburgh. And recently he was on the Steve Harvey Show, which was such a cool segment, which I plastered anywhere. Okay, let's chat. Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good. I can just let you just keep talking. That'd be great. I'll let my mom listen, and maybe she'll think I'm actually, well, all the education was worth it at some point.
Really? When do our parents think that? I'm not really exactly sure.
Yeah, never. But mine never.
So this has been sort of a really fun ride with not only with the book, but from the start of the blog through the book. And just refresh people's memories. How did it all start for you?
Sure. Well, I started the blog in about 4 years ago, January 1st. And really it started off, I'm an angry driver, and I don't like dumb people, and I don't like ignorant people, people that aren't nice, that aren't considerate to others. But one day I was driving to have a beer with my friend Gary, and there was a Port Authority bus driving down the road, stopping at the various bus stops to pick people up. And it was a single lane road, you know, each direction. And the bus would not pull into the curb to pick up its riders. And, you know, and it was like, a car width that would go in. And it wouldn't go in there and pick those. So the people had to walk out on the street. But even more importantly, the people behind the bus driving had to wait for that stupid bus to kind of just keep picking people up versus that bus pulling over and letting cars go by. So I thought, you know, my gosh, I wish there was a place I could post a picture of this bus and complain about it, because there has to be more people that have this kind of irritation, let alone the people have to walk out into the street to get onto the bus. So one thing led to another. I said, how do I start a blog? And my buddy Dan said, here's what you do. Here's WordPress. And I think he's been tortured ever since and probably sorry he ever spoke up to offer to help me, because I always whine when I have something wrong with it. But that's how it started. And the very first blog post I ever made was the Penguins played the Washington Capitals in the New Year's Day game, an outside hockey game, the Winter Classic here in Pittsburgh.
Right.
And the weather in Pittsburgh was perfect for Chamber of Commerce, because it was nice and warm that particular New Year's Day, and too warm to play the stupid hockey game. So my first jagoff post I ever made was posting Mother Nature as a jagoff for not giving us the nice cold weather we needed to play the hockey game. So it's gone on ever since then.
And then you had people at the beginning, until they started to really understand what a jagoff was, you had people think, oh my gosh, that's a bad word or something like that. And then you had to go through great pains to explain, hey, it's not a bad word. It's totally legit. And it could be anything from a term of endearment to just, you know, razzing on people, right?
Yeah, I think probably about, it depends on the Pittsburgher that you talk to. Some will say, no way, not a swear word. I said it when I was five. Some of the older folks will say, "Oh my God, you're you know you're degrading society even more by trying to get the word jagoff to be used, you know. And but you know, the bottom line is, it is not a swear word. It actually, there's a woman at Carnegie Mellon University who does a big series on Pittsburghese and how it was evolved from, how it evolved from the Scottish accents and whatever. And jag or bush is something that we call a thorn bush here in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So jag meaning to poke, and then somehow it interprets into jerk. And you know, but it's actually not a swear word, and it doesn't mean what others might mean it. You know, cause it sounds like something else that's worse, but it's not that. It just means jerk at some point. But in Pittsburgh, it really is. If I haven't seen you for 20 years, and I see you at the family or the class reunion, you know, I say, "Oh my God, Donna, how you been? You jack off," you know. And so in that sense, it is.
And I wouldn't I wouldn't haul off and hit you. I would be like,
yeah,
"Yay,
no,
how
you
are
would
you?"
Not. You say, "Yeah," you know.
So then with the book, were you surprised? I mean, I am in awe, as we said at the beginning, of the support from Pittsburgh. They're just an awesome group of people. So were you blown away by how many people jumped on board with it? I mean, just share a little bit of what you've been doing, all the different events. Because I think people just think I post these things and I don't think they realize how busy you've been.
You know, I actually did realize how busy I was been. And last week was finally, I had a little bit of a break and I was like, oh my gosh, no wonder why I'm exhausted. But no, it's been a lot of fun. You know, I wasn't sure what to expect. And the weirdest thing was having someone ask me to sign my book. And that was just weird. I thought, well, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? I'm just John, you know. But so, you know, I've been able to go to a bunch of private kind of rotary meetings where I talk about the book and get people yelling your jag off. And, you know, who would have ever thought it? And then last week I did a library reading at a local library and I got nervous.
And did they yell it too?
Yeah, it was great. But I really got nervous because the crowd, Shannon at the Green Tree Library said, this is the largest we've ever had. We had like 30 some mm-hmm. people come for a book for an author. And I looked around at the crowd and they were all older people. I thought, oh my God, they're all going to yell at me about this being a swear word. And actually we had a lot of fun you know, and now this is, as crazy as this sounds, my book's, you know, my book is now in the library there. Who would I ever thought that? But then a couple of weeks ago, we went
to the Dewey Decimal System has adopted you.
Yeah, I actually have the Dewey Decimal number. That's exactly what I said. I thought, wow, you know, put that on my LinkedIn profile. There's no badge on LinkedIn for that. But
no, I've become a member of the Dewey Decimal Society.
But there's a local improv comedy theater, the Arcade Comedy Theater, that does improv and stand-up comedians. And we did what they call a hootenanny the other week, where I was the guest monologist, and I talked about some of the blog posts. And then the very talented improvisers went up and, you know, they had never seen any of the stories, and they go up and they improvise skits based upon what they saw on the picture or what they heard. And quite frankly, it was a blast. They're hysterical, and they made up so many funny things, and it was really a lot of fun. So I've gotten to do that, and you mentioned the Steve Harvey Show. The Steve Harvey Show producers found me through the blog, said, we're looking for interesting Pittsburghers to add. They haven't asked Steve part of the show. And so I went through this 2 days of torture of sending videos and pictures and questions and like they were casting me for an Academy Award or something. I mean, it was nuts, you know, and it was a 2-minute segment on the Steve Harvey Show. But it was fun because we got to
But for Mantis, were they like thrilled?
Oh,
that
for sure. So I held the Permantis sandwich and asked a question. And then actually, you know, I don't even think I mentioned this to you, but 2-3 weeks ago I was contacted. I thought I was being punked by an L.A., a producer from L.A. that company that produces The Undercover Boss, and asked if I was interested in having my family in a reality TV show for MTV. And they're looking for an interesting Pittsburgh family. So I checked it all out, and here it was legit. I talked to the woman, and she said, we're looking for a Pittsburgh family, a Yinzer family. And I talked to my kids, and they're like, no way. We want no parts of that. So we said, no
thanks. I barked at that, too. I felt bad. I thought I was like a killjoy. But I just had a feeling that something positive they were going to turn into something negative.
Yeah,
they were going to try and make it negative about Pittsburgh and you and,
So,
did you have to have a lot of drama
for
reality shows? You know?
Yeah. And, you know,
not fun drama.
Exactly. So whatever the blog has become, people are finding it, which is really cool. And, you know, I don't know. You know, maybe. I don't know what happens next, but the book has been a great calling card. I've been able to go tell stories, and then people get turned on to the book and get turned on to the blog, and I don't know. So, thanks. You again, pushing me into the book, like dragging me in there and keeping me in there, trying to get it done, and, you know, here it is, and it's been a whirlwind. The last 3 weeks actually have been a whirlwind as far as
you've been
now, next
so
week,
busy, and it's not over. You did the Rotary, and Tuesday you do the May 5th. You're at another Rotary, right? You're doing another
Rotary,
presentation,
right? And then on May 1st, I'm emceeing a comedy show, which is a benefit for an older comedian, local comedian who has done benefits for many, many people, and now I'm emceeing a comedy show to benefit him. He just had some heart surgery, so. So it's been quite cool. It's been kind of fun. So.
And, you know, every time I post something, people say, again, he's doing this. I'm like, he's a busy man. He's a busy man.
I guess
and,
I have.
And
life.
He really has a day job to boot. Oh, well. See, this is the price of popularity. This is what it means.
There you go. Yeah. Like I said, I guess I'm lucky. I just have no life. I have no life other than this, so it's perfect.
Well, that's not true. I mean, you could go anywhere in Pittsburgh. You would never have to worry about paying for a meal. Let's see. You can go get pastry from Nikki D, right? She'll bake you stuff.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Nikki D. Yeah, she makes I am a huge biscotti lover, and she makes fantastic. She makes pastels, which I'm not a big pastel fan, but I hear they're fantastic. But the chocolate biscotti is just, oh, my God, die, you can cremate me and sprinkle my ashes in her kitchen when she's making biscotti.
I told her in the summer, I said, I have to come out. I can't keep looking at the pictures. I just have to come out and taste one. I know, and just amazing. Like every time I look, there's just somebody else that's just shouting out all your events or have been to your events and been to multiple events. So I just think it's super sweet. You know, you don't really find that so many places, and I'm just blown away by it. So I said, and everybody, you know what they tell me here, now get ready to blush. They tell me, oh, John is such a sweet man. And I know we're not supposed to say that because then it sort of ruins your jag off thing. But apparently the word's out, so you're sort of stuck.
Well, nobody's talking to my kids for that information.
Yeah, well, that's a whole other story. We don't take kids' words for that.
But
so,
no,
what do you
I
think,
would agree
like,
with you, though. Like the Pittsburgh gang, the Twitter folk and everything have been just so kind and so supportive. And, you know, I can't think, you know, we'd go through a 4-hour show if I sat and listed all the people to thank. I mean, it's really
I know, right?
Nice that, you know, yeah, it really has been very, very kind to me.
And I don't think they're, like, what do you think, like, would you do, what would be next, like, to shout out or get out the word on Jag Off? And the blog, it does so much. And you know what's even great about the blog? It's not only that. You do really interesting interviews with Pittsburgh-born celebrities. Was that hard to get into, or was it just a, you know, how did you get around to starting to do those interviews?
Well, I got kind of, quite frankly, bored with what the blog was and just posting Jagoffs. Plus, I kind of had this interest of knowing, you know, we have a guy that plays the saxophone for tips outside of all the sports venues, and he hollers sarcastic things at the people, and you either laugh at him or you hate him, you know. And I always wondered, like, who is that guy? Or we have a beer vendor who everybody knows. He's entertaining at every event. And I'm thinking, well, what's his story? That's TC. What's his name? What's his real life and all that? And I thought, you know, I'd really like to know. So we just started interviewing people like that on video with a quick little handheld camera. And then it's blossomed into where now when people come to town, you know, I've been able to get them on an interview where Billy Gardell and Steve Byrne, who are Pittsburghers, and, you know, Garth Brooks came to town and we're able to get an interview with him. And, you know, and now a couple of comedians have come to town that really have just a love for Pittsburgh. They're not even from here. But a comedian named Greg Warren, who's one of my all-time favorites, he was in town. So he said, yeah, sure, I'll do an interview. And so we've been doing interesting people from Pittsburgh. And next week there's a woman who started crockpotmoms.com. She talks about cooking in the crockpot. She has like a million YouTube viewers. And she just signed some big ABC TV contract. And here she is in Pittsburgh, you know, cooking in a crockpot. And so we're going to interview her. I mean, you know, who would have ever thought? So it's been fun because I've had a chance to interview some of the people that I've looked up to, the Penguins broadcaster Mike Lang, who's in the Hockey Hall of Fame, and have some fun with some of the Pittsburghers. And it just became really a fun thing to do. And they're not anything hilarious, but they're hopefully, I mean, they're short little tidbits that are just make it more fun. And you know, when people
just
come
interesting
to town.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of interesting to know a little bit about, you know, not do a traditional interview, just do some silly stuff and make them do something silly. And so it kind of breaks up the blog for me, and it breaks up the blog, hopefully, for the reader, that every Wednesday there's a Yakking with Your Jagoff interview and, you know, that gets posted. So it's been, and again, just been a fun thing for me to do.
Has the blog opened doors to be able to get the interviews for these people? Do a lot of them, you know, when you say, "Oh, I write the Jagoff blog," do they know? And so they say, "Oh, yeah, I'll do it," because some of these people would be hard to get just normally. Being a Jagoff.
You know what's really funny is we know. I tell them, you know, who's been on it, and there's a gentleman that has a Pittsburgh connection, Jason Falls, who wrote a book, No Bullshit Marketing and Social Marketing,
whatever.
Yeah. And he has a million, you know, tons of followers. And when I showed him that I interviewed Dave Hansen from the Hansen Brothers movie, the hockey movie Slapshot, he said, "I'll do anything that guy was in." So when he came to town, we got an interview with him. And so now it's good. It sort of helped when I say the mayor's done it, you know, and Billy Gardell has done it. So when I pitch that, I let people know that, you know, we've done these people. And so others seem to say, yeah, okay, what the heck, you know. And I've only had one person actually say, no, sorry, can't do that. And, you know, that's okay. But for the most part, we're getting local radio celebrities, TV people come on it and tell a funny story, you know. And,
And you forge relationships with, like, the media and, you know, not that you're not real media, you know what I'm saying, like with real, news people.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's exactly what's happened, is that there's a gentleman in town that owns a PR firm, one of the larger PR firms, Saul Markowitz, and he now invites me to PR things, you know, and says, come do your twist on this restaurant opening, come do your twist on Cirque du Soleil, you know, come do whatever it is. He likes the little quirky little interviews that we do. And he now invites me, like he invites the traditional media to his events, which is fantastic.
Yeah, that is cool. Yeah. So if you had to pick somebody that you would love to do a video interview with, who would it be? Would it be somebody local? Who would it be?
Wow, that's a good one. I think really probably because he has a local in that my kids went to the same school that he went to, and he's so hard to get in touch with. The one person who really would be on my list to really get would be Michael Keaton. for a couple of reasons, you know, because, again, he grew up right around the bend from where we live.
I did not know that. Really?
Yeah, and he is the first person, we believe, to use the word jagoff in a major movie. He used it in the movie Night Shift with Henry Winkler, where he called him a jagoff. And yeah, and so he's on my list to really get, because only because it seems like he's so hard to obtain at this point. He would definitely be on my short list because he's certainly an idol of mine and an icon for, and especially given his recent resurgence in Hollywood. You know,
yeah, he has, right?
Yeah.
Wow, that would be cool. Hey, you never know. Maybe someone will say, hey, we can get him.
Yeah.
You never know the PR, the news channels. They might just say, well, he would do great on the Jagoff videos, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you had to say, okay, well, this is so much fun, now I want to do something else. Is there another project where you sit there and say, well, now I know I tackled this? Because you were a reticent author. I saw that this had a, you know, I just knew the way you are and everything that this would be good for you. But if there any other project where you sit there and say, wow, now that I know I've tackled this, I can do something else or something I'd like to try?
You know, I'd like, I don't know. I you know, I'd like, I wouldn't mind, you know, doing welcoming presentations to people who come to Pittsburgh, you know, conferences.
You could be ambassador for Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Is there an ambassador for Pittsburgh?
I could warn them about jagoff, you know. I could warn them, you know, if someone calls you a jagoff, they might like you, so be careful. But, no, I think that would be fun. But for me, just expanding the blog to the point where it is a place where people go for information about Pittsburgh, not just bad things, but good things, you know,
right,
and highlighting some of the things that, to me, that's been fun. And probably the one of the coolest things has been the blog has a decent following. It's not major, but it has a decent following. And to be able to help certain nonprofit organizations with fundraising or something like that has been a real treat to me. For instance, in a couple of weeks, you know, there's a cornhole tournament for wounded warriors. And so I am going to have a Jagoff team where people had to enter their name to represent the Jagoff blog at the Wounded Warrior Cornhole Tournament. So they'll get a couple of T-shirts and they'll go represent us and, you know, represent the blog. And you know, in the meantime, you know, it's calling attention to the event. And we've done special T-shirts to raise money. You know, I've offered T-shirts if a friend of mine is doing the fundraiser. I've been able to say, hey, the first one that gives $100 to this, whatever, MS Walk or whatever, gets one of my T-shirts. And so then someone will give $100 and that person will say, hey, you owe this person a T-shirt. So it's been, to be able to have that leverage to do some good has been actually really a treat for me.
Yeah, it does. I mean, you do. I mean, I see a lot of things that you take part in to help other people, and it definitely adds a new twist to the Jagoff persona. Yeah, you know, it makes that more positive persona come through on that word more than anything else. I would think that, I don't know, do cities have ambassadors? Because I think you would be perfect for Pittsburgh. This could be our next thing. You know how you had the dictionary thing?
Yeah, there
we
you go.
Should sign a petition to make you Pittsburgh ambassador.
We certainly
have to get some people working.
We have a few people that could be that. There's a gentleman, Rick Seaback, on the local public access channel who is just, everybody knows him as Mr. Pittsburgh. And people like that, you know, and Mr. McFeely is still here.
Well, can't you be like co-ambassadors?
Yeah, you know.
Can't you be co-ambassadors?
I'd do it. Yeah,
I mean, you could be like a duo, the dynamic duo. You could do that. My mind is, you know, like my brain wheels turn, John. They're turning, John.
I love it. I love when you have ideas. Now, you know, the cool thing, actually, is today, when we're recording this, is Earth Day. And so a marketing company came to me and said, we'd like some Pittsburgh-oriented messaging for Earth Day. And, you know, how about if you help us out with that? So I got a hold of a bunch of four comedians in the Pittsburgh area. We sat around and drank beer and ate pizza, and we came up with a bunch of things that we could tweet and some quick videos on a Pittsburgh spin of Earth Day. For instance, you know, the Steelers are certainly revealed here. So, you know, one of the Earth Day tips we created was, when you go to bed at night, save energy, turn off all of your lights, except for the one spotlight that shines on your Jack Lambert shirt, you know, autographed shirt that's hanging on the wall, and Jack was, you know, because there's certain rules in Pittsburgh you don't break, and, you know, and so they were very happy when we rolled these messages out. You know, they were all Pittsburgh-oriented, oriented things, you know, for Earth Day, how to save energy, you know, save your K-cups so you can use them as Jello shots at your next Steelers tailgate and things like that. And we had a lot of fun with that. I wouldn't mind doing more of that, you know, helping with some Pittsburgh messaging of things, you know. That would be fun.
We should put you on, you know, those trolleys that go up and down that mountain there.
Oh, right.
You know, what is that?
The incline.
We could put you on there to do readings on going up and down the mountains, and then you can talk about all the – because then people love – because that's like the cool thing that people love doing that in Pittsburgh, right? So you could go up and down on the mountain, and you could do readings there, and then you can talk about how great Pittsburgh is. See? I like that.
There you go. I like that. Yeah, seating – there's enough seating for 10, I think, 10 at a time. So,
is that it? I don't know why I thought it was like 30. Oh, well. All right, that might be. And besides, I don't know how often you can go up and down without your ears popping like crazy on that thing. So we'll put that one aside. We'll just go. We'll just figure something else out. So, I mean, I would guess that you would never leave Pittsburgh. You just love Pittsburgh, right? I mean, it would – well, besides to go to Hawaii every once in a while, but you would have a tough time. You love your town.
I love it, you know, and we actually just talked about this today. You know, when I was in my 20s, the Pittsburgh dream was to get an education and move to Charlotte or somewhere south. Get out
right.
of here, you know. That was the Pittsburgh dream, and Pittsburgh has changed so much. And it used to be on a Wednesday or Thursday night, you'd say, hey, what are we doing? I don't know. What are you doing? I don't know. Now people are staying here, which is cool, and there are a lot of things going on here. But then on a Wednesday night, you're thinking, geez, I don't know which one of these events to go to. I used to sit around and twiddle my thumbs on a Wednesday, and now there's three or four events to go to. And the
Pittsburgh
really
is definitely it's an amazing city. It's got that small town feel, but it's still a beautiful city. I've been there a couple of times. I'm just very impressed with Pittsburgh. I do. I love the people. Just a great place. And look, we're out of time. See, as always, it goes so fast. So I want to invite everybody to, if you have not picked up a copy of Above the Fries, it's on Amazon. We will have the links when we post the show on Humor Outcast. Also, John posts on Humor Outcast usually every Thursday, so take a look at his work. Quite a few have gone viral from people who are not even in Pittsburgh. They have embraced him. He just makes you laugh, and there's just, I don't know, just love his work, just love the book, and you are I'll say it one more time, you're a very sweet man, and this is why people support you, even though he writes about Jaguars. And that's it for tonight, everyone, and we'll be back next week, and next week's guest is Ruth Ferber, whose latest book, Cascade Falls, is out. And we're going to be talking to Bruce about that. John, thanks so much for joining us. And we will be doing a lot of promotion on HO Press for John as we head into the summer months. And like I said, if you haven't picked up Above the Fries, please do so. You will laugh. You will relate. It is such a fun book.
Well, thank you for
having
me.
Okay, John, you have a good night. Good night, everyone. Talk to you soon.